guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveafadventure.com. Another thing, too, is that people must have sufficient water. Whenever I have a headache, which is very infrequent, I drink a lot of water. You should drink at least 64 ounces a day, period. Or it's like 60 ounces for every 60 pounds you weigh. But typically, doctors will say 64 ounces of water. And if people drink sufficient water, their blood pressure usually improves. But I would throw out all of the pain medications you were talking about, Excedrin and all of that stuff, and prescription drugs. I would just toss them out, or toss them out safely. Don't just put them down the toilet. No use in messing up your groundwater. That's been a really big problem also. Anyway, Frosty, welcome back.
Well, thank you. And I hope this has been very informative, and hopefully we can continue to be informative because, again, I'm a research journalist. I look under the covers. I look under the bed. I look on the floor under the bed. I even look under the carpet that's holding up the bed itself. I look to the front of the bed, the back of the bed, and really try to discover the answers. And when I talk to these two of these MDs that they were going to be MDs, studying to be MDs in medical school, they're bicycling across America, and these guys are slim and trim, and they're healthy as all get out. I recommended to them, I said, when you get back to Canada, and there was two others that were just medical guys for the USA here, I said, why don't you start the CMNA of Canada, in other words, Canadian Medical Nutritional Association, and then here in America, instead of being AMA, it should be AMNA, the American Medical Nutritional Association, because doctors will not give patients, and I remember this when I was a full-blown cardiac cath tech. They would go through a five-vein bypass graft, and all of a sudden they've now got recirculation in the heart, and they got a whole new, they're just, all of a sudden they've got a whole new life going. And then what do they feed them that next morning? Bacon, sausage, and eggs. And so here they were already greasing up and dropping that candle wax into the arteries of the patient because they just let the patient keep eating what caused the patient to get, five-vein bypass graft in the first place, and high blood pressure, and the heart attack, et cetera, et cetera. So in the end, you really have to be responsible to yourself. If you've got a pain, whatever it may be, go to the source of it. And again, Nutritional Healing, that book, it's like an inch and a half thick, and it's huge, and it costs $19. It's the best $19 you can spend. And you can get it online, you can get it at Amazon, you can get it at Vitamin Cottage or Natural Grocers or Whole Foods or Alfalfa's. And the key is, again, you can't keep eating what you're eating that got you in the mess you're in right now. Because if you're 10 pounds overweight, you need to get 10 pounds less weight. If you're 50 pounds overweight, I always say to everybody, you need to get back to your high school weight. That's when you were slim and trim. If you're back at your high school weight, remember how healthy you were back in high school? Well, get back to that and eat the way it's going to get you back there, and it'll be easy to do. I don't struggle with my weight because I exercise and I eat, again, nutritionally, organically, and responsibly. Of course I would like to buy a half-gallon ice cream with fudge and just chow down on it every Saturday night or Saturday afternoon because it's fun to eat ice cream and fudge. I'd love to eat Snickers candy bars, and it would be so much fun to eat a Coca-Cola and all the other crap, but I don't. Because why? I love skiing down a 25-inch powder run. I love riding my bicycle over a 12,000-foot pass. I love to dance all night. My wife and I dance 2-3 times a week, and we get to dance for 2 and 3 hours at every dance place that we go to because we're in shape. My wife, who's 67 years old, she looks as good as she did back in high school. I mean, she's trim and fit. And she looks great for 67. Well, she can also pedal a bicycle 1,000 miles which she did from Astoria, Oregon to Great Falls, Montana this last summer. And you can too. You know, people say, well, how could you possibly ride a bicycle across the continent? Well, because I'm slim and trim.
Well, don't do it all in one week.
You're taking 50 miles a day. That's all you do, 50 miles a day. My grandmother can do 50 miles a day. So the key is, everybody that's listening today, any American can get back down to their high school weight
Frosty, most people do not take the responsibility for their own health. Most people do not research. Most people think that if they drink Coke Zero or diet stuff, that it's going to help them lose weight. But in fact, it doesn't. It makes you fatter because your body is craving, what is it craving? It's craving nutrition. And so you eat all this garbage. I am amazed at how many large people there are. If you go out in public and I don't go to the Walmart, but if I did go to Walmart, I'm sure that I would see a lot of really, really large people.
Well,
there's an abundance of people who are overweight, and there's a reason for it.
7 out of 10 Americans are overweight, and half of that number is grossly obese. One of the things that we've found out in research is that the AMA, the Food and Drug Administration, came out with the fact that a plate of spinach back in 1949 now takes 72 plates of spinach to equal the micronutrient value, because all the foods that we take out of the grocery stores these days have a loss of micronutrient value because they're all factory farmed and phosphate fertilizers, and so you don't get all the micronutrients. That's why everyone needs to take really good organic, nutritionally sound vitamin pills. I personally take Melaleuca, but there's also Oasis is out there, and I think there's about four top nutrition where you get pills that you get good nutrition and absorbability. And so the key is, and one of the reasons fat people keep eating so much is because McDonald's puts monosodium glutamate in their foods, their hamburgers, which is an excitotoxin. And what an excitotoxin does is it goes up and it talks to your pineal gland and says, you're still hungry. And it creates a never-ending hunger. So the person who buys a 2,000-calorie Big Mac, double cheese, double bacon, double god-awful, is hungry for another one by the time they get done eating. So they don't not only eat, and you know, the average American with their energy levels, and you know, they only take so much exercise, only need 2,200 calories a day. Well, you get 2,000 calories from one Big Mac. So all of a sudden you get the excitotoxin, the monosodium glutamate, MSG, and that thing excites you to have another Big Mac. So they eat two Big Macs, so they got 4,000 calories when they walk out, along with two Cokes. And of course, you got the fries that go with it. They're all grease. And so that person is fat. And then you see all of these kids and all of their parents are fat. Then the kids are fat because they're all eating like the parents. It becomes the norm for them. And that's why this country is grossly obese. And the key is, we've got to get a hold of that. And if you notice the last, under the Obama administration, she was the main medical doctor for the United States, the Surgeon General. She was fat. I mean, she was fat. How could you follow somebody who's the Surgeon General? She's getting up on the podium saying that we've got to be healthy in this country, got to eat right, and she's fat. That's the oxymoron that's going on. You go to the movies and you see a bottle of Coca-Cola being opened, and it says, open a bottle of happiness. Well, Coca-Cola is now implicated in heart disease, for heaven's sakes. All of your sodas are implicated in heart disease. They're all absolutely responsible for all the millions of dental caries, you know, cavities in people's teeth, because the soda and the cream and the caramel that's in those sodas goes in between the teeth. You don't rinse it out if you don't, you know, brush and floss every day, twice a day. You then have dental caries, and then you spend millions on your teeth get rotting out of your head. And as I travel, I see all of these poor communities and these poor kids their teeth are rotting, their front teeth are rotting, but they're drinking their Coca-Cola or their Mountain Dew. And so you've got this new paradigm in place that is so unhealthy across this country that people are losing their health, they're suffering on so many levels, and yet the AMA will not put out any kind of nutritional information to guide the patients toward nutritional eating and understanding.
All of the ABC government agencies are in bed with the corporations. They are
right.
not going to do anything like that. The FDA is not going to issue any kind of a notice saying that something is not good for you. There are such things as black box labels on certain drugs, but they're very, very tiny. And, of course, everyone thinks, oh, this isn't going to, if they bother to read it, this isn't going to happen to me. And when people smoke, which is horribly unhealthy, people think, oh, this, I'm not going to get cancer. Nobody thinks, or very few people think, that the thing that you're describing is going to happen to them. And as far as right. McDonald's, I read a study once where somebody had inadvertently put a McDonald's product in their pocket. I don't know whether it was a hamburger or French fries, and it was in there for 9 months, and it looked just, it didn't mold, it didn't do anything, and it was just as, well, it was in the same condition. I'm not going to say it was just as good, because McDonald's food is garbage, but it was just in the same condition as the day that the person purchased it. Now, I have a question, an email question for you. Mm-hmm. From a listener. I've heard that the global elite have, for decades, been implementing plans to depopulate the planet. Does Frosty see any evidence that depopulation has, in fact, been occurring?
Interesting question, and you'll see that thing being flung across Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all the other things that go with that. And you all know I've written two population books. One of them is Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, concerning immigration into the United States from a line that grows by 80 million net gain every year, so that these third world countries are not trying to save themselves, but in fact are overpopulating to such a point that all of their abundant population overflow is now flooding into Europe and into Canada and certainly into America, because we became a population stabilized back in 1970 because the average female in America has been averaging only 2 children or less per family. Same thing in Europe, same thing in Canada. But the rest of the third world added 3.5 billion people in the last 50 years since 1965, essentially, and now continue to add 80 million net gain per year. So there's no question that the world has an overpopulation crisis, because we have a lack of arable land, we have a lack of water, energy, and certainly we have a lack of resources, and now we're starting to destabilize the planet. And I wrote another book, it's called America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans. So we're in trouble also, because we're about to add 100 million immigrants to the United States within 30 years and a total population load of 138 million more people, which will top us out at 439 million. And if we keep going on the same immigration juggernaut that we're on right now, we will hit 625 million before the end of the century. But the human race is on course to go from 7.3 billion to 10.1 billion by 2050, which is only 33 years from now. So we're in trouble. And if we don't gracefully, like the United States and Canada and Europe, use birth control to have, you know, 2 or less children per family, Mother Nature is going to be the great depopulator. Now, one thing is happening already. 10 million children starve to death on this planet every year, and 8 million adults. You can go to the United Nations starvation studies, and you will find that number to be true. 10 million children under the age of, I think, 15, die of starvation annually. Those numbers will rise as the world population continues to grow by a billion every 12 years. And the United States is in for a rough ride itself. Are the elites trying to depopulate the world? Well, I can tell you this, Mother Nature is doing it quite adequately at this point herself, because we don't have enough arable land, we certainly don't have enough energy, we don't have enough food, we don't have enough water for
Frosty,
human...
Let me just say...
But I'll come back. I'll come back.
You're talking about the things that we don't have enough of. Wouldn't you consider that it isn't that we don't have sufficient of these things, but that there are certain individuals who control those things? For instance, electricity. Electricity should be free, as Tesla indicated, should be free to the entire planet. And yet we had a group of, they had a group of people back in the 1800s, late 1800s, who decided that they would take control of the electricity and charge the rest of us to use it. And I think it's the same way with food. The people who control the food, and you mentioned factory farms, are now in a position where they can decide who gets to eat and who doesn't. And they get to eat only if they go along with a particular agenda. For instance, if you will do this, if you will practice birth control, if you will do other things, then we'll make sure that you have sufficient food. So I don't know that it's the lack of supplies or the lack of resources, but the control of those resources. What are your thoughts?
Oh, thank you. And that is another that's another avenue to explore. And at the same time, this is a finite planet, and the human race is on a cancer-like multiplication. It's called exponential growth rate. And as a cancer cell continues to multiply in your body by the exponential growth factor, at some point it takes over all the rest of the cells that are functioning correctly, and a cancer cell doesn't function correctly, and therefore it kills the host. Well, the same thing is happening to the planet. We may be able to feed the planet right now, but as we get up to 10 billion and 15 billion at the planet, at some point, there's no way to water and there's no way to feed electricity. And Nikola Tesla was fantastic in his projections, and I agree with that. But unfortunately, we're not going to get free electricity. We're not going to get free food. We're not going to get free any of that stuff. And I don't know how you stop the people who control those levers. And so what I try to do is intelligently work within the paradigms, because that's what we have to work with. I wish there were, if all the ifs could come true, there would be no starvation. If all the ifs would come true, there would be no catastrophic climate destabilization. If all the ifs could come to pass, we wouldn't have 100 million sharks being slaughtered every year around the planet, and we wouldn't have 100 species going extinct every day. That's 24/7.
And that is because of the people who control things. They, when they are taking over the resources, they are also destroying environments. You said that the sharks that are being killed, and the dead zone in the Gulf, and from all the fertilizer and the garbage, and the politicians that allow people to put chicken poop into the rivers and contaminate them. But back to the original question. Pardon me?
And pork poop. Pork poop, yes, and cow poop.
Yes, all kinds of poop.
I mean, it's horrible.
Do you think that the global elite are intending or planning or have been depopulating the planet?
At this point, I actually don't know because I don't have enough information, but I don't think so, because if you depopulated the planet, then they wouldn't have their Lear jets to fly around. They wouldn't have all the financial monies pouring into their pockets. So they need to have all of these little massive workers like the serfs to line their pockets with gold so they can live their extravagant lifestyle. So that would be as much as I can appreciate that answer.
Okay. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be back in 3 minutes.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His website is frostywooldridge.com. This week I saw a cartoon, and the cartoon was a man, I think it was probably at McDonald's, the manager at McDonald's, giving an obvious employee a check, and he said, "This is your last $15 an hour check." And the employee said, "Why is that?" And he said, "Well, because we have automated, so we don't need you any longer," or something to that effect. So a lot of things that people used to do, including in the manufacturing and production industry, are being done by robots and by simple automation. So you said that we would need, that they do need people. Sure, they need a certain amount of people, but they're also automating a lot of things, mechanizing a lot of things.
Well, they are, and you bring up another conundrum facing America and all Western countries. I think at this point, Trudeau has got another 10 million coming into Canada. And we've got another 100 million immigrants coming in to the United States, and yet they have very few skills. In fact, illiteracy and lack of education and any ability to function in a contributing manner, especially when you have all all the robotics coming in. So here we are pumping in 100 million more people into the U.S., 10 million into Canada, and millions into Europe, and robotics are taking over. So what do you do with all these human beings that really have no skills other than pushing a broom or driving a taxi? And then even our own people are literally, we've got over 40 million on food stamps right now, millions on Section 8 housing, and then the robotics are coming in. There's no way to have a job that gives a living wage, much less just keeps anybody from starving to death, and yet we're pumping the marketplace full. So whatever's happening, what do we do with the 40 million that are on food stamps, and how do we get them off food stamps and give them some kind of a viable job? Well, because redundant jobs once fed the working poor, if you will. In other words, all of the African Americans and Hispanics that didn't have an education, they could work at the factory in Detroit, and that redundant job allowed them a decent paycheck, and they could come home to their families and all that. Well, that's all disappearing right now. And so what we're creating is really a high class and literally a low class. And I think the middle class right now is starting to sink into the low class because of minimum wage being the norm. And so you're not going to have any upward mobility because there's just not enough people. You don't have a bunch of super whizzes that can be computer programmers. Car lines now and the assembly line, even Tesla, which puts out a fantastic car, all those production lines are all by robots. And so there's going to have to be a whole new paradigm created in this country, and it's called steady-state economics. Dr. Brian Check, a man that I have worked with and have honored for over 15 years now, wrote a book called Shoveling Coal into a Runaway Train. Well, that's people. We're literally shoving more people into the firebox to create more energy and more exponential growth, but the train can't go anywhere because there's nowhere for it to go unless you get to steady state economics. And steady state economics means to live within the carrying capacity and the production capacity and the consumption capacity of a certain amount of land. In other words, a finite amount of planet or North America. And if you overload it, then you have a runaway train that's going to crash at some point. And the only way to have a steady state economics is to have a steady state population. In other words, a stabilized population to live within the carrying capacity of that arena, that area of land. And
right.
So it's going to be interesting how we are able to facilitate some kind of balance in there, because in the end, if we don't come to balance, Mother Nature is going to do some really nasty things to us.
Well, again, I think we need to look at control. Somebody in the chat room made a very astute comment. He said, one immigrant is a contribution. 30 million immigrants are an invading army. Now, you talked about we have a break. We'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, and his websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveaLifeOfAdventure.com. We will be taking calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. And so we were talking about population control. And we are really living in a corporatocracy. And, of course, producers and manufacturers will always need consumers to consume what they manufacture. However, when you look at what happened under NAFTA, you mentioned that a lot of the poorer people were able to get jobs in the manufacturing area, and that is true. That is absolutely true. And when they passed NAFTA, excuse me, which was passed, it was promoted by George H.W. Bush and his son, George W. Bush, and it was passed under Clinton. They knew exactly what they were doing. And because, of course, the politicians work for the corporations. The United States is a corporation. And so what they were doing was allowing this NAFTA, which is a trade, North American, what does it stand for? Anyway, it's a trade agreement which allowed the corporations to move their production offshore so that they could have cheaper labor. And you mentioned robots that now take the place of labor. You make a robot, you don't have to feed it, you don't have to pay for it, but they still do need a certain amount of consumers to sell product. But when you look at all the trade agreements, they have destroyed the country. And if you were to go to China, which I did in 2007, the Chinese economy is absolutely, it's just bursting. You can see Motorola, you can see all of the companies that you no longer hear about in this country. They are all doing gangbusters in China. They are building in Beijing. You can see all of these buildings going up. And the economy is fabulous. Well, the elite who are in control are working us like a chessboard. Okay, so this country is in dire straits economically, politically, in every other sense. But the elite look at the world altogether, and they can just move people around, have a pogrom here, or a war here, or something else here, and you're going to make a lot of people immigrate. So you have people coming into this country who are fleeing because the U.S. military has bombed the heck out of their country. So why wouldn't they leave? And then you have other people who are saying, oh, yes, come into this country. Well, the politicians in those countries, they're working for the very same elite group of people. So it's a mess. It really is a mess. And it's
and what you state is very frustrating, Deanna, because it is a mess. And let me really make it even more sobering for every listener here. I did a four-part series. It's called The Deadliest Birth Rate for All Humanity, and you can find it on newswithviews.com, Freedom's Phoenix, Capitol Hill Outsiders, because I want everyone to understand this. If you think it's a mess right now, figure this one out. Right now, the United Nations shows that Africa has 1.1 billion people, B as in boy, billion people. But by 2050, at the current birth rates over there in Africa, they will hit 2 billion people within 33 years. And before the end of the century, they are projected to have 4 billion people. Now, how much immigration can the United States and Canada take? Because they could give us 10, 20, 30, 50 million people a year, and there's no way to survive that kind of onslaught. India, which is the most prolific besides Africa, has 1.25 billion people right now. They add 16 to 18 million net gain every year because they don't use birth control because of their very ancient culture and religions. So they're going to hit 1.55 billion before mid-century. Indians are now migrating to the United States at a horrific rate of speed. So are Africans. And even the Chinese are pouring into the United States. And even at one child per family, China has 1.35 billion people. And they're growing because even with one child per family, they grow by about 8 to 10 million per year. So they're so overloaded that their acid rain is so severe that it's just poisoning their soils. The Yangtze River, which I floated on myself along with the Ganges, create 20,000 square mile dead zones because they're so pathetically, horribly contaminated with all the chemicals and all the sewage and so forth and so on. China is in big trouble. It may be bustling and burning, but it's got, you can't even breathe the air over, the cancer rates are skyrocketing.
Oh, you're
and the quality
right.
of life is beyond I've traveled all over China. I know exactly what you saw. And so everybody's in a lot of trouble, but we're at 330 million people right now. We're a small country comparatively, but we are the third fastest growing country behind China and India and Africa because of immigration. And so what really needs to be done, and I've offered this throughout the last 20 years, is a national, international discussion on where we're taking our societies. And we need to have the leaders, and we need to have environmentalists all come to some kind of appreciation that we can't keep doing this massive population loading, because it ends in disaster for every civilization on the planet. And so I hope, you know, I'm trying to get on 60 Minutes. I'm trying to get on NPR. I'm trying to get on PBS. I'm trying to get in front of Charlie Rose. I'd like to get in front there on Fox News, Hannity. I'd like to get in front of Tucker Carlson. We need a discussion on where we're headed. Do we want, is anybody listening across America and Canada right now, do we want another 100 million immigrants in this country, and how are we going to facilitate them? And I can tell you, the answer is we're not going to be able to sustain them. We're $20 trillion in debt. Our cities are overloaded right now. If you think we've got problems today, they will become intractable, irreversible, and unsolvable in the future if we allow this endless immigration into America. I mean, that is what we're facing, Deanna, and it's either we deal with it now, we stop it now, and I've called for a complete shutdown on all immigration, or we're simply going to become victims of it. And we already are, but it's going to get worse by a factor of 100 million. That is what we're facing, and that's what we're bequeathing to our children. And I say, let's stop it now while we have a chance, rather than wait and then become victims of it. Do I make sense?
Sure. Now, the pollution in China, the reason that there is so much pollution, and you have to wear a mask by noon in Beijing, because you can't breathe the air. The Yangtze River smells like gasoline. You can see the gasoline on top of the water. It smells. I was going to tell a little joke here, but I'm not sure. Have you have you read Yellow River?
I haven't read Brother Ute, but I've seen it.
It's by I.P. Freely.
Mm-hmm. I.P. Freely. No, I haven't read it.
Oh, okay. You said you were well read. I was just wondering.
Yeah, well, some things get past me, I can tell.
I needed to lighten things up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I for sure, if you want to lighten things up, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a really fun guy. You go to my Facebook page, which comes right off of my website page, howtoliveALifeOfAdventure.com. You'll see my Facebook page, which is How to Live a Life of Adventure. And I show all the fun stuff. I write fun articles. I write fun adventure stories. I've got a bicycling poets page, Bicycling Poets. I ask people to be, I'm a poet. I love poetry. I also have a Bicycle Touring Unique Moments page. Go to those pages and you'll see that I love to have fun. I love to be on the dance floor of life. I love to sit by a campfire. I would love to pass all of my joy, all of my my bon vivant, my joie de vivre, I would love to pass on to every black American, every red American, every brown American, every white American, every kind of American, so that each one of us can have a joyful life that I've enjoyed. I have lived a fantastic life. I hope to squeeze another 10 years out of it, because I have so much fun, because I've pursued the American dream. I've caught the American dream. I've lived the American dream. I would like to see not only Americans, but Canadians and all human beings on the planet, along with the rest of the animals, have great lives on this planet. But the key is, we've got to get a hold of the human race, and it's got to be more responsible to the future.
Okay.
That's why I come on to programs across the nation. That's why I'm trying to get on 60 Minutes. I'm trying to get on any and everything I can get on, because we're in trouble. And the only way we can get out of trouble is actions that we take in this time period, and not waiting for somebody to save us, because there's nobody out there to save us. It's either we save ourselves, we take actions that are responsible toward the future, or our children are going to be the victims of the future. That is a flat-out fact.
All right. What are your thoughts? I want to get back to the opioid situation, but what are your thoughts on building a wall, the one that Trump has suggested?
Okay, a roundabout answer. First of all, we take in 500,000 illegal aliens every year, and that's according to Steve Camarota, Dr. Steve Camarota of the Center for Immigration Studies. He's brilliant. I've worked with him for 20 years. We're still taking in, and we're taking in 1.1 million people, immigrants legally every year. That's 1.6 million people coming into this country. Unfortunately, we also take in and we sell we buy $50 billion, B as in boy, $50 billion worth of drugs, you know, methamphetamines, marijuana, heroin, and every other kind of addictive drug you can imagine. And we are suffering, again, 13 teenagers die from overdoses every hour, 24-7 in this country. I think the opioids have killed over 200,000 in the last 10 years, and, of course, 100,000-plus die every year from prescription drugs. Well, the fact is the Congress could stop the illegal immigration into this country by simply creating an E-Verify law that if you don't hire an American citizen, then you're going to go to jail. And if you hire an illegal, it's a $2,000 fine per illegal and up to 5 years in prison. But guess what? The Republicans and the Democrats will not enforce that law, have not enforced that law for 30 years. And so illegal immigration employers get to employ them, and that's Tyson Chicken, that's Hormel Foods, that's every kind of Marriott hotels, La Quinta hotels, restaurants, roofing companies, all your big companies are hiring all these illegals. We're paying for it, and the Congress is being bought off. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce loves illegal immigration, loves mass immigration, to give all this cheap labor to all of these corporations. And your own, you know, Ryan, the Speaker of the House, McConnell, the Senate, they won't do anything to pass E-Verify. And Boehner used to be on top of that, and he wouldn't pass E-Verify. That's because
and what does that tell you? What does that
cartels
tell you?
Are own the Congress. They
That's
own the
true.
Congress. So if you want to stop $50 billion in drugs, getting your kids hooked on heroin, and it was on 60 Minutes, heartland of America, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio, these kids are getting hooked on heroin. If you want that all to stop, I would have a wall up in a heartbeat, because you could pay for the wall by stopping the $50 billion outflow. And for those of you who don't know it, immigrants, both legal and illegal, send $120 billion a year in cash transfers out of this country, and $25 billion out of that $120 billion goes down to Mexico. It's one of the, I think it's the second largest income for Mexico, which is an incredibly corrupt government, you know, not to mention that ours isn't corrupt, but that's what's going on. So would I build a wall? Personally, I'd build a wall. I'd put a moat in both sides of it. I'd put lights on it. I'd stop those $50 billion in drugs in a heartbeat, because I would make it impossible to get them across to this country, because I don't want my kids being hooked on heroin. So, yeah, I'd build a wall.
Let me share a fact with you, a historical fact that is in the chat room. Who says building a border wall won't work? The Chinese built one over 2,000 years ago, and they still don't have any Mexicans.
Well, as a matter of fact, a wall between North Korea and South Korea has been very effective. Not one North Korean has escaped to South Korea in freedom in the last 55, 60 years now since that wall has been built. As a matter of fact, they're building walls across Hungary. They're building walls across Turkey, I believe, and in Austria is building a wall to stop illegal immigration and all migration, because in the end, Europe can't take all of these immigrants, because as I just said, there's millions, and in fact, another billion Africans are going to be there trying to get out of Africa by 2050, which is only three decades from now. So somebody in the first world countries has to do something, and more than likely a wall is the best thing. I can say this. I think France is just about destroyed. I think Sweden and Norway are pretty much on the end of that. And Germany is going to be trashed. Holland is already trashed. Denmark's trashed. I just travel all over Europe. UK is becoming absolutely non-British. And Belgium is literally being taken over and becoming a Muslim caliphate. And so, yeah, build a wall. Because it's the only thing that actually works, and it'd be so easy to pay for it, because the wall, I think, was going to cost maybe $20 billion. Well, if you stop $50 billion in cash from going out and you stop $120 billion in cash going out, you've paid for the wall very quickly. So a wall makes sense, but even more sense than that, we have got to make sure that employers of illegal aliens are thrown in jail, prosecuted, thrown in jail, and served jail time. That would stop illegal immigration into this country even faster than a wall.
All righty. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, and his websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveaLifeOfAdventure.com. And the other thing about a wall, is it built to keep people out or keep people in? And I think also you're talking about something else here. It isn't just people moving and migrating and cheaper labor and whatnot. It's multiculturalism. It's it is mixing all the races together to obliterate certain races, I believe. Your thoughts?
Well, and that's I wanted to, again, as a world traveler, again, for those of you who don't know me, I have been outspoken for over 30 years on the fact that we're overpopulating the planet, and at the same time, having traveled all over the planet on my bicycle, well over 150,000 miles across six continents now, 12 times across the USA, you can imagine that I have come into contact with cultures around the world and people of every color and every religion. Well, I respect all races, all ethnic groups, all colors, and every variety of human being on the planet, because we're all doing the best we can in our situations. I've seen starvation, I've seen pollution, I've seen misery, I've seen suffering, I've seen things that most Americans only see on the Nature Channel or they see on a big news report. I've seen them at 12 miles an hour on my bicycle. So you can imagine, I respect every person because every person's doing the best he or she can. At the same time, I've seen the consequences of multiculturalism. Now, I'm going to write a column, and again, newswithviews.com is where I write. I get one of the biggest audiences on that one, but all the other ones that I write for, and that is this. Diversity is a beautiful thing because diversity means everybody is respected for their race and their color and their ethnic group and all that goes with that, because this world is full of diversity. Multiculturalism, on the other hand, is when one culture comes into a country and competes with the host country. It does not work. Multiculturalism is actually degrading and demeaning and demoting the culture of the host country. So when you bring in, and we're about to bring in 100 million immigrants from 196 different countries, they're not assimilated.
We aren't. They are. I refuse to be to be guilty of such things. They are bringing them in.
Yeah, okay, they are. Well, exactly. Okay, so here the Congress is bringing in 196 different countries and 100 million people from these 196 different countries. Well, they're bringing in 196 different worldviews that don't change, 196 different cultures that don't change, 196 different languages, as a matter of fact, and then, of course, incompatible religions. Right now in Denver, Colorado, where I live and was formerly a teacher, we have 173 different languages. We can't even teach these kids because we don't have 173 different language teachers to even bring them in. So they stay in their enclaves. They do not become American. And then you've got over 800 languages in New York City. Does anybody appreciate what it's going to be like when you get 100 million people with 196 different cultures, religions, worldviews, and certainly ways of life that are incompatible with American culture? We get displaced, we get demeaned, we get demoted, and we get taken out of our own country. That's why we need to stop all immigration into America. We just can't afford to have our own culture and our civilization destroyed because we're taking in all these immigrants. Besides, they keep adding so many, it's not worthwhile anyway. We don't save anybody, we destroy ourselves.
We'll be back in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.